O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Ezekiel 18, verses 1 through 4, and 25 through 32. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Create in Me, Psalm 51, by Paul Zak. The words of Psalm 51 take on an introspective tone with a backdrop of keyboard and plucked strings. The repentant text represents the attitude the people of Israel should have had in today's Ezekiel passage. This song is, in many ways, a response to the Lord's call in verse 31, "Cast away from you all the transgressions that you have committed, and make yourselves a new heart and a new spirit."
Create in me a clean heart, O Lord. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord. Against you only I have sinned, done evil in your sight, but you have shown me what I've done with mercy in your eyes. Then wash my shame and guilt away, my weary soul renew. From all my sinning, turn your face. Let me return to you. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord. So I will give you what you ask, a humbled, broken heart, a spirit burning down to ash. Within your flame, O God, and this will be your mercy, Lord, transforming all of me till every act and every word your love and glory speaks. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord.
Ezekiel 18, verses 1 through 4 and 25 through 32. The word of the Lord came to me. What do you mean by repeating this proverb concerning the land of Israel? The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. As I live, declares the Lord God, this proverb shall no more be used by you in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine. The soul of the father as well as the soul of the son is mine. The soul who sins shall die. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not just. Hear now, O house of Israel. Is my way not just? Is it not your ways that are not just? When a righteous person turns away from his righteousness and does injustice, he shall die for it. For the injustice that he has done, he shall die. Again, when a wicked person turns away from the wickedness he has committed and does what is just and right, he shall save his life, because he considered and turned away from all his transgressions that he had committed. He shall surely live. He shall not die. Yet the house of Israel says, the way of the Lord is not just. O house of Israel, are my ways not just? Is it not your ways that are not just? Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, declares the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions, lest iniquity be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgressions that you have committed, and make yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the Lord God. So turn and live.
In the book of Ezekiel, the prophet Ezekiel receives the words of the Lord directed to the Israelite community in Babylon in exile, and gives both words of condemnation and hope to the exiled people. In this particular passage, the Lord speaks against what was probably a common proverb among the exiles. The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. We can understand how those Israelites, perhaps taken into exile at a young age like Ezekiel, or born into exile, would resonate with this phrase. The exiles were basically saying that our fathers sinned, rebelled, and now we, their children, are suffering for their sins in exile. We could modernize this proverb in this way. One generation suffers the consequences of the sins and offenses committed by the previous generations. Of course, in some ways, this proverb is true. The exiled generation of Israelites was suffering under God's discipline and punishment for the sins and rebellion from the prior generations of Israelites. But in verse 4 of our passage, God reminds the Israelites that he made all people, that all souls are his, and that the sin of each person, not just his community, brings spiritual death and separation from God. In verse 28, God promises life, blessing, and salvation to the one who repents of his sins and transgressions and follows God. The Lord concludes his words to Ezekiel by reminding the whole Israelite community that he has no pleasure in the death of any individual, but that everyone who repents of his sins, turns, and follows God's ways in faith will live. Now we know that only one individual perfectly followed God's ways, lived without transgression or sin, and always acted righteously and justly as God commanded. That one individual is our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the perfect Israelite, the righteous follower of God's ways, the one who ushered in the new heart and the new spirit promised here in Ezekiel. Those who turn to Jesus in trust and faith will live. The central message of this passage, turn and live, is both a whole life proverb and a daily proverb. Through the blessing and work of the Holy Spirit, our dead spirits are brought to life and we are saved, turning from our sins to follow Jesus. And through the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit, we will daily confess our sins, repent and turn, and daily live for our Savior Jesus. So today, as the prophet Ezekiel wrote, turn and live. Turn from your sins and live in Jesus. Thank you.
Let's close now with this old Anglican prayer. Father, what we know not, teach us. What we have not, give us. What we are not, make us. For the sake of your Son, our Savior. Amen.